Hello.
Hello, my name is Alan. I'm calling for a national opinion surveys. I'm not settling anything, just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
And are you 18 years old and older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I'll probably vote.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Independent.
Thank you so much. And may I know what is your age?
38.
Thank you. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Hispanic.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential and congressional elections in November 2024. On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote, you may use any number. So
7.
Would that be a 7? Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Can I say neutral? They're somewhere in the middle.
Satisfied. I'm sorry, satisfied or dissatisfied?
Satisfied.
Okay. Thank you. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Man, that's a one-time answer. I don't care. It doesn't affect me. Is there a I don't care button there?
Well, we have somewhat approve or somewhat disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Democrats in the U.S. Congress are handling their jobs?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly, sure.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the president and Congress to be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important an issue it is for you to have them focus on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, 5 if it is somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number, of course, between 0 and 10. First one is fighting inflation and improving the economy. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
3.
Thank you. Next one, improving K through 12 education.
How would I rate that?
Yeah.
Like how they're doing? 5.
Okay, thank you. About protecting our personal data online from foreign countries. How would you rate that?
2.
Thank you. Next one, addressing immigration and border security.
3.
Next one, banning assault weapons.
10.
Thank you. Next one, combating climate change and protecting the environment.
5.
Next one, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
0.
Thank you. Next one, protecting voting rights and democracy.
0.
And last one, banning TikTok.
Five.
Thank you. Now, do you believe the President and Congress are spending their time and energy on issues that are important to you?
No.
Thank you. And you answered that the President and Congress are not focused on issues that are important to you. Does that make you less likely to vote, or are you still motivated to vote in the upcoming election?
I'll still vote.
Thank you. Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. First one is Cory Booker.
I kind of like Cory Booker. 90?
Okay. About TikTok?
50.
50? Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Now, next one is Joe Biden.
50.
Next one, Mark Zuckerberg.
75.
Thank you. About X, formerly known as Twitter?
50.
Thank you. About Charlemagne the God?
0.
Thank you. About Republicans in Congress?
Republicans in Congress, 0.
Thank you. Next one, Donald Trump.
0.
YouTube?
What's that?
YouTube.
Oh, the YouTube is a band?
Yep.
Oh, YouTube.
YouTube.
I like YouTube, man. 75.
Okay. About Cornel West?
I don't know who that is.
Okay. About Democrats in Congress?
0.
Thank you. Okay, perfect. Thank you. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Independent Cornel West, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Robert Kennedy Jr.
Thank you. And generally speaking, what makes you support Robert F. Kennedy Jr. for president?
He's independent.
Okay, thank you. Changing gears now, we are about 70%. Thank you so much for your time, for your patience. We're almost done here. We want to ask you a couple of questions about tech issues that have been in the media recently. First, generally speaking, how much would you say you understand and know about artificial intelligence or AI? Would you say a great deal, a fair amount, not much, nothing at all?
Fair amount.
Thank you so much. In general speaking, do you think that artificial intelligence or AI is going to be more of a benefit to humanity or more of a threat?
Benefit.
Thank you. And is that much more of a benefit or just somewhat more of a benefit?
Much more.
Thank you. And which of the following is closer to your view? Tech companies should be more regulated than they currently are, or tech companies should be less regulated than they currently are, or the current level of regulation of tech companies is about right?
Well, that's about right.
I'm sorry, it should be more, less, or current level is about right?
Current level is about right.
Okay, thank you. And thinking about the potential use and misuse of your personal data online, which of the following do you feel is the biggest threat to your personal data privacy and security? Facebook or Meta, Google, video games, YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, or X, formerly known as Twitter?
Video games.
Thank you. Now, switching gears a bit, how often do you use each of the following social media platforms, if at all? First one, Facebook, which you said multiple times a day, about once a day, multiple times a week, multiple times a month.
Never.
Never? Okay. Thank you. Next one is X, formerly Twitter.
Never.
Multiple times a day. Never? Okay.
Never. Yeah.
About TikTok?
Never.
About YouTube?
Multiple times a day.
Thank you. And last one, Instagram?
Multiple times a day.
Thank you so much. Now, we're almost done here. Again, thank you so much for your time, for your patience. I'm going to read you a few statements about different social media companies. For each, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with that statement. First one, Meta plays a positive role in society. Do you agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. How about X or Twitter keeps its users' data secure?
I wouldn't know. I don't know. How do I say it?
About next one, Meta keeps its users' data secure. Do you agree or disagree?
I disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Next one is TikTok keeps its users' data secure. Do you agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Next one is TikTok plays a positive role in society. Do you agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
And last one, X or Twitter plays a positive role in society. Do you agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you so much. And have you recently seen, read, or heard about Congress passing a bill to ban TikTok and the president signing it into law?
Yes.
And have you heard a lot about it or just a little?
I've heard a lot.
Thank you. Next, I would like to ask you about the law Congress recently passed and President Biden signed into law, which will ban TikTok from the U.S. if its parent company doesn't divest from or sell TikTok within the next 9 months. Generally speaking, do you support or oppose this law?
I support it.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you so much. In generally speaking, will you say you are more or less likely to vote for a candidate who voted to ban TikTok from the U.S.?
More.
Much more likely to vote for or somewhat more likely to vote for?
Somewhat.
Thank you so much. And what do you think was Congress' primary motivation behind banning TikTok? I'm going to give you some options and just let me know one of them. First one, they are playing politics. Next one, they have been influenced by big tech lobbyists who work for TikTok's competitors, or they think TikTok is a bad influence on children and teens. or they want to stop the spread of propaganda and fake news on TikTok, or they're trying to help their rich special interest friends and donors, or they are concerned that China could use TikTok to spy on us, or they're trying to silence certain voices they don't like or agree with, or they want to protect U.S. citizens.
Concerned about China.
Okay. Thank you so much. Give me a sec. China. All right. Okay. Perfect. Now, generally speaking, from which of the following sources do you get most of your news or information about what's going on in your community? I got local TV news, talk or news radio, social media such as Facebook, TikTok, or Instagram, music and entertainment sites, cable TV news such as CNN, Fox News, or MSNBC, or news websites or apps, print, newspaper, magazine, YouTube.
Let's say social media.
Okay.
Actually, is podcast in there somewhere?
YouTube, news, aggregators.
Social media.
Just... All right.
Yes, social media is fine.
And the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
12th grade or high school.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, widow?
Single.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thank you. Which of the following do you consider yourself to be? Mexican, Puerto Rican, Dominican, Cuban, Central American, South American, or another Hispanic or Latino origin?
Mexican.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation tonight.
Yeah, man. I almost hung up on you early on, man, but all right.
Thank you for your time and your help.
All right, man.
Have a good day.
Good luck to you.
Bye.
Later.
Thank you. Maldito.